We've been having a big whoop-it-up time down there on the block in Margaritaville out on Flamingo Drive, haven't we? Thank y'all for coming to the party. But as we get to the end of this tour, when we started this tour, my dear friend, the great, three-time CMA Musician of the Year, Mr. Mac McAlpin.
Thank you, buddy.
He started this tour by trying to explain the theory of drunkativity to the world. And I don't know about y'all, but I was a little bit upset that Mac did not win the Nobel Prize for Science.
Missed it by that much.
Close, man. Relativity, drinkativity, just close. But since this tour is going to be over pretty soon, I thought that we would remind people in a highly scientific town of Las Vegas, Nevada, who really know more about the theory of drinkativity than relativity. Please, oh wise one, in a short, very short span of time, could you explain this to
this wonderful crowd
out here?
There's probably no place on earth more than Las Vegas that people know that time doesn't really matter very much, but when you go back out in the rest of the world, try to remember to take a big punch bowl and throw a watch and some beer into it and stir it all up, and you get the theory of drinkativity, and it doesn't really matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Are there neutrinos in that mix?
I think there's neutrinos. Yeah. It could be neutrinos. Yeah.
What's happened?
Jimmy Buffett.
Mac McAnally right there. The theory of drunkenness. All right. Okay. Okie dokie.